This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, having some fun getting it done on a Tuesday on The Usual Suspects. Barry's back in the studio. Nick and I are here as well. We appreciate you taking us along for the ride. Oh, how I wish something would have happened on Frontier Airlines to prevent this.
Did you just wish death on me?
No, just a minor setback.
I feel like he just wished a plane crash.
I think he wants you dead and gone.
What a dick. I was being so uppity and happy to have you back, and then you started doing what you just did, and I'm like, okay, I wish Frontier Airlines got you on that plane and then said, sorry, sir, your flight's going to be late for 8 hours.
All I did was burp in his ear. That's it. That's all I did. It had nothing to do with you. I wasn't talking about you. I just burped in his ear and went, don't worry, it wasn't on air. Is that not what I said to you, Nick?
Barry's back.
You did say that.
Okay. That's all I did. I'm not going to be crude and burp on air. I would never do. Who would do that in radio?
I have no idea. It just sounds like something that no one would do.
I would
especially someone on the number one radio show in town. You would never do something like that.
It's just, no. Hey, I have too much class. I do the show with my pinky up. I hold the microphone, keep my pinky up. I'm classy like that.
That would be a struggle because that microphone is never...
Or Forever 21. Is
functional.
By the way, I need to send you a screenshot. I was looking for a mall in Portland. Mm-hmm. Pulled up the... Lloyd Center?
Lloyd Center, which is where Tonya Harding used to skate.
Yeah. So I pulled it up and I was like, oh, let's see if they have an American Eagle. Pulled up the men's clothes. Guess what's listed? Forever 21. Both y'all can suck it.
Did you look up Abercrombie and Fitch as well?
I did.
No, Barry. I think that's... Never mind.
What? No, what does that say? What does that say right there, Joel? That says Apparel Men's Forever 21. Screenshot. Mm-hmm. Suck it. Proof. Proof!
That 2% of the men population shop at Forever 21.
Is it that high? Is it that high?
I'm sitting up. There's a line there that I could use, but it could be get us in a lot of trouble, and I'm not going to do it. Not going to do it.
You said, what, 5%?
I said 2%.
I think it's like three dudes.
It's you and two other people.
Yes.
And that's it. That's shop at Forever 21.
I feel like that's it. That's why they're slowly dwindling away their men's department.
I was going to say, Lloyd Center is the more... It's become a tougher neighborhood. But Tonya used to skate there a little bit, and then her home base was Clackamas Town Center, where she was... they had all the banners and everything, the home of Tonya Harding... Until it all went south.
I didn't know she was a Portlandian.
Oh, yeah. So instead of like having the aerodrome and all these different skating rinks we have around here where the arrows practice and all that, well, they don't have many of those in Portland, if any. So she would use the mall skating rink as her practice facility.
Nice.
Yeah.
So it's a tougher neighborhood now. It wasn't back then when she got beat with the baseball
bat. Even
where
Barry was, the Lloyd Center has gotten a lot tougher. Yeah.
Oh.
I feel like anything east of the river...
I told you that.
A bit
or the incident
suspect.
Probably didn't happen in Portland when she got hit, right?
No. Yeah. That was somewhere else.
That was getting ready for... I think it was in Detroit or something. It was Joe Louis Arena getting ready for the Nationals to determine the Olympic team.
Colt texted the show. He said, I put $25 on the Knicks last night, and they almost won me $160. Gotta love mybookie.ag. I would agree with that,
there you go.
Colt. Do you like haunted houses or have any good stories about your experience with a haunted house? Have you guys ever been?
I think I've told you guys this one.
Do you go to not like legit haunted houses,
like
the
Halloween?
Ones that pop up for Halloween?
Oh.
Yeah.
I told you guys the story.
I won't
college
go to those. That's just
about,
seem like
I almost
a waste
got
of money.
Big trouble. The one in
you almost punched a dude.
Yeah, because they actually put their hands on you.
Oh,
so in college they had the one where you go and me and a couple of my teammates went, and it wasn't just like they were trying to open a closet door and scare you. Some dude put his hands on me when he did it, and my first reaction was to turn and throw the punch and then worry about it later, and I drilled this dude right in the face, and my teammates were all like, you got to go. I'm like, we just got here. I paid to get in.
I feel like you just threw the first punch, because that's what happened to me.
Yeah.
No, I accidentally hit somebody, and then I got chased out.
This dude had one of those chainsaws, but without the chain on it, so it just made noise, and then he dropped it, and he put both hands and grabbed both my arms, and I just reached around with one. I was like, no, hell no, and then... They were like, get the hell out of here. And then, they shuffled me out of there, and I ran back to the dorms with them. And then some of the guys stayed back, and they're like, the cops showed up about 5 minutes later, and old boy was not happy.
I feel like Joel went there looking for a fight.
No, nope. I think he threw a jab.
Joel was like, I'm going to go and punch somebody. You bet, you dare me?
Don't put it past me in college now. But that was not the, but that was not the case when I'm going to a haunted house. Maybe a bar after a few too many, but not a haunted house. I'm just going to say.
That's funny. Did you guys hear this story about Chad Kelly?
Yes.
Yeah, we saw that.
What but the
we're
hell
trying
is
to,
it?
We're trying there's to figure no out there's that no came details. Out. No. It's first-degree trespassing.
Yeah, if you didn't hear, Denver Broncos QB Chad Kelly arrested for trespassing. No other details really than that released. But they said somebody filed a police report saying that a man was standing outside a residence about 1:17 in the morning. They chased the dude, and they ended up finding someone that met the description of the suspect in a black SUV. That person ended up being Chad Kelly.
Chances are that's a man scorned because his ex-girlfriend has moved on, and he decided that that wasn't right.
Do you think that's what it was?
First of all, this isn't his first go-round, even without Mia Khalifa.
Do you think that's what it was, or do you think he was, like, drunk? Or
I think this is one of those deals where he probably thought that she was his, or they were dating or something like that, and then found out that she was hooking up with some other dude, or some other dude was there. Mm. And probably alcohol. I wouldn't surprise me if alcohol wasn't involved as well. Yeah, that would be my first gut feeling on it.
Yeah, that's weird, though. No other stuff released, but...
And here's the thing. For a dude that had... Because as a quarterback, he had a skill set that the NFL was very interested in. His off the field prevented him from being a high draft pick. But he, up until this incident now, there are people in Denver who were thanking their lucky stars and Elway's lucky stars that he actually had him to try and cover up for the fact that Elway's had such little success with quarterbacks that he was developing to where he might be decent or better as he continues to come along. Now this is going to kick him right in the grapes.
Yeah, it's a bad look. Really bad look.
Paxton Lynch was out because of Chad Kelly, and now he's the nephew of Jim Kelly.
Yeah. By the way, Holly said, "So haunted house night for sure, huh? I'll sign us up."
Yeah,
I would. I've never been.
It's been like 5 years, so I'm down.
Now I'm talking about the ones that you see, like the big ones.
Yeah, but can I ask you guys about
some stupid ass local neighborhood where they're like, "Oh, put your hand in this bowl of eyeballs and it's just peeled grapes." Get out of here! No.
But here's the thing: can I ask you about that?
Because
around here, there seems to be a lot of them, just not just in the downtown or the surrounding areas, but on the outskirts. Like, I always see, you know, when you're driving the Beltway, Nick, from our part of town heading towards the airport, the big airport.
Right.
There's like a really like desolate, rundown area, but yet there's this old rundown looking building, and it says, "Coming in a month, haunted house." Hell no, I'm not doing that. Because some of those are cool. Like an actual murder could occur while you're popping in there.
They won't just chase you with like a chainsaw. They'll chase you with like a little mini moped and stuff. It's kind of cool. Yeah, like I've been chased by like a motorcycle once.
In a haunted house or just on a Friday night?
If I would punch a homeless man, I will punch somebody chasing me on a moped.
But I thought that was dangerous. That was years ago, but I don't know if they'll still allow that. But he was legit on a motorcycle. See? I don't know if they had some sort of regulator on it or something.
I don't think I could. If somebody's legit chasing me, I'm worried I would punch somebody on accident.
I know it was back when I was in college, but haunted house, I get the scare factor, and that's what you're asking for. But you're not asking to have people put their hands on you. That's a different story.
Oh, you might say, it sounds like Joel was using meth at the haunted house.
No, you guys know me well enough to know that wouldn't be one of the possibilities.
But somebody did say in Kingwood is one of the best haunted houses in the country. It's number two in the state. Yeah.
That's a far-ass drive, though.
Yeah.
It's closer to you.
If people are chasing people,
for Barry,
I'm not
it's actually a suburb. Or of palatial Laminack Manor.
It's the city.
He lives in spring, and he also has fall and summer. And
no, it's the city.
Stop.
Autumn, and then he has the Kingwood right next door.
How are the Rockets doing?
Not so good to start the year. Thanks for that, because that really set the table like no other. Welcome to fast food for Joel now. No, you know what? The Rockets coming off a tough road trip, but you know that you got to give Chris Paul credit for hanging in there and for making sure that he didn't take any guff. We'll get to more of that coming up. But they're returning home tomorrow night for a rematch with the Utah Jazz of their playoffs of a year ago. And you know Utah's got a darn good team. Donovan Mitchell is back, the Spider-Man. Ricky Rubio is now healthy. And everybody is saying that the Utah Jazz are a top four team in the Western Conference. Well, so are your Rockets. At least that's what everybody's saying as well. So the Beard and company will have their hands full against Donovan Mitchell and the Jazz tomorrow night, and you could be there. And what a deal they have for you. It's called the Rockets Triple Double Pack. It's presented by Mountain Dew. You get two tickets, two hot dogs, two bottles of beer, water, or Pepsi product, starting as low as just $59. How do you beat that? Less than 60 bones gets you tickets, two hot dogs, and two drinks, and you get to watch a great game with two great teams. And as well as that, first 3,000 fans through the doors get a 2018-19 schedule jersey magnet presented by Mountain Dew. So you can put it on the fridge, and you know every and any time that the Rockets are taking the court, home, and road, because you'll have the magnet on the fridge to prove it and back it up. Check Rockets.com right now to get that triple-double package. It's Rockets and Jazz from Toyota Center tomorrow night. You should be there. Rockets.com for all the details.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back. Second hour of the show. It is The Usual Suspects on a Tuesday. We do have a Way Back Wednesday tomorrow. We know we're working on it, kind of, sort of, like we always do.
This time, right?
How about soundtracks from, like...
We know that.
I was going to say, I feel like I always have to get us over the hump.
Here we go.
When's the last time you came up with a topic?
2 weeks ago.
No. Yes. What was it?
I don't remember.
I can't remember.
You just threw out a week.
No, two weeks ago.
What was it? I don't know.
Last week the listeners did it. The week before I did.
No.
Yeah, I think was. I think it was.
Nick, when's the last time Joel came up with a topic?
I can't remember. I really can't remember.
I did the one about playoff cities and a song from each of the playoff
cities. Are you taking credit for the playoff cities? That was totally my idea.
No, not that.
Both of y'all can kiss my ass.
I knew Barry was going to get upset.
There were two of them. You did the second one. I did the first one.
Well, that
first
was
for the baseball playoffs. Second one was for the basketball standing.
I hate y'all so much.
Remember?
It wasn't my idea. I was just messing around.
Well, both of them were mine.
Stop stealing.
He's smiling.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I hate you so much.
Well, now we're back to being ourselves. So now we can move on to the phone board. Jade is holding, wants to talk haunted house. Oh, hey, haunted houses. Jade, what's up?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up?
So back in high school, we decided to go to a haunted house as the offensive line. This is a unit for a team bonding thing. And I graduated with two D1 offensive linemen. Well, at the haunted house we went to, it's called Scream World. There's a little chain link maze you have to go through before you get in line for the actual haunted house. And we got kicked out in the maze because our left tackle decided that he was too scared and he was going to run through the entire fence line to get out. He was done.
That's great.
He took off at a full sprint and took out their fences, and they told us we had to leave.
Wow.
Yeah, that'd be good enough reason to get kicked out.
At least he didn't hit
somebody.
Right.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate the show.
Appreciate it.
All right, man.
Jake.
Thanks for calling in.
That's wild, man. People get crazy.
I'm sure there's all kinds of accidents and fights that happen. If you're not prepared to go into a haunted house.
Oh,
Joel, who punches people, then don't go in.
See, I better not be too upset. Make him too upset. He's gonna punch me. Well, he's already thrown things.
That's a fact. I'd already have done that by now. So we're beyond that point. We just continue to progress.
I feel like you're pulling back the curtain a little bit. Letting people peek in. All right. So Clarence said on this whole Chad Kelly thing, he had tweeted to us and given us an update that apparently he had walked into the house. Sat on the couch next to a lady and her daughter. And I was like, well,
was he naked?
I need a legit source. I can't just take your word for it. So he sent me a link to an article on Yahoo. And it says, according to the arrest affidavit, now this is on Yahoo. This is Shalice Manza Young reporting on sports.yahoo.com. According to the arrest affidavit, Kelly entered the home uninvited and sat down on the couch next to a woman who was holding her young child. Kelly allegedly mumbled incoherently. The male homeowner whacked Kelly with an aluminum vacuum tube and kicked him out of the house. The man was chased out of the home by its occupant, and after a short search, the man described by the victim was found in a black SUV near the Gothic Theater. Yeah.
What are you thinking now?
It says teammate Von Miller held a players-only Halloween party at the theater on Monday night.
He was drunk.
But that's a legit source. Shalice is legit.
Drunk. Yep. Definitely drunk.
So got hammered, went off into the neighborhood behind the theater or something, and oops.
This is the dude from ESPN all over again. That was on vacation. Ryan Russillo. This is the Russillo story rearing its head in a different manner,
but
right?
Wasn't Ryan, like, absolutely drunk, naked?
Drunk, walked into what he said later was what he thought was his room, but was a couple in the room and got naked.
Yes.
That's why I asked if so Chad funny. Kelly was naked, because you know what? Sounds pretty similar. Just, hey, drunk and stupid and doing dumb stuff. Not a good look if you're Chad Kelly.
That's normally what I do when I get drunk. I just get naked. Doesn't matter who's around. I just take my clothes off.
Well, that doesn't surprise any of us.
This is why we don't go drinking.
Right.
We've gone drinking together. I didn't embarrass you guys.
This is why you were naked at the food truck.
At the taste of, what was it? The restaurant tasting and
we were all there. The Silver Street.
I was functional.
Silver Street Studios?
Yep.
No, that was the Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, that wasn't a tasting.
Well, it was at the Super Bowl party.
The steak house.
It was at the same place that the Super Bowl party was. Like, it was at the Silver Street building. Yeah,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, because you were bragging about your dancing.
Oh, that was the Super Bowl.
That's what I said. The Super Bowl party. You said I just confused it for the tasting.
Oh, so you were so drunk, you have no idea where you were.
No, yeah. I remember everything about that night.
Do you?
Everything.
I'm beginning to think you don't. You're just like, you know, said, it was at the place where all the meat was.
You what? Said you,
that's not. I mean, what?
Back then you said you didn't remember me saying goodbye. So, I mean.
No, you left. You left. Yeah, you I remember that. Well,
there's a reason why you didn't remember
me. You did that at the listener party,
goodbye.
Too. So I know for a fact you left.
He did at the listener party.
He got it from Charles Barkley. That's Barkley's.
I got it from the Uber was there and I was gone.
That's a shame. I was the only one to stick around. All right. So 409 Scotty said, the week is finally here. The week I finally get to see my Dolphins live and in person. Too bad our receivers are all banged up. And Brocktober is a real thing. Yeah, that does
and
suck.
And they're not
for
a
you.
Good team. I don't care what the record says.
How do y'all see the game going? I honestly think it'll be a close game. I do not think the Texans offense is any good at all.
Look, the fact of the matter is they got injuries, too. Miami's got a boatload of injuries, missing receivers, missing a lot of their offensive weapons. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to play up the fact that OB wants to get back at Brock. Brock wants to get back at the Texans. Of course, he's doing his normal insurance salesman routine of it's just another game. But Clowney was out there saying, hopefully we would put pressure on him, and he does what he does. He's going to throw it, and hopefully he throws it to us. And
you need say nothing more for me than the fact that Brock Osweiler is going to be the starting quarterback for the Dolphins.
I'm with you.
And I know who I'm picking. I mean, I'll give me the Texans. They're a 7.5-point favorite already, so I don't.
Because it means the Dolphins are not that good with or without Brock.
Yeah, he's a horrible quarterback. We know that firsthand. I know he had some magic and whatever.
Here's the one thing that I will say I'm surprised about.
If they didn't go on the road and beat the Jags.
Do you know what his career record was for the Texans?
Mm-mm.
9-7.
Oh, yeah.
But it was a winning
record. That's everybody's career
record. I thought
it would
have been a losing record.
That's everybody's career record in that organization.
And the team as a whole. I get it.
That's what I mean.
But here's the thing. And our friend Sarah Barshop said this was a Clowney today at practice on Osweiler. He said, he's not here anymore, so I don't really care for him. We didn't win a lot with him. Try and get after him this week up front, make him rattled, get him rattled in the pocket, and then hopefully he throws a couple of interceptions. Pretty much what most defenses thought on a week-to-week basis when he was wearing the red, white, and blue.
Pretty much what is probably going to happen. You know what else is going to happen? At some point, you and myself and Nick.
Did what? I tell you?
What?
Speaking of that, go ahead, because I was going to say, I ran into Haas.
Oh, really? Yeah,
last
I was going to talk about Cowboys and Indians, yeah. So you saw Haas.
And I stopped by on my way to the Astros game and talked to him, and I was telling Nick during a commercial break that he said he knows that he wants to bring food for us and was asking for the right time to do so.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, well, we were just talking about going to see you. And he's like, well, either way. And I was like, he's like, well, I could bring it like at noon. I go, no, if you bring it at noon, the interns are going to kill it before we even get to it.
Yeah, we don't want them to have
it. So we either got to do it at 2:15 or like 1:15.
Or bring it, yeah, or a little bit later and the Blitz can have some. And
we're good at 1:15.
No, the Blitz cannot have some. Nope.
What about Charlie then? Bring it at 11. What about Charlie? No. You guys are so stingy with the Cowboys and Indians.
With Cowboys and Indians, I'll be stingy for sure.
Spread the wealth. Let everybody enjoy it. What I want to do is let's go have a lunch out there and the listeners can come hang out. That's what I like doing. Every couple months, we try to get out there on a Wednesday.
It's a good spot.
Have a lunch. You should come out there. 1901 Taft in Midtown is where it's located. Dude, listen, if you're hearing my voice and you've been listening to this show for any length of time, you know how much I love Cowboys and Indians. And you know that everyone that's gone has gotten back to me and said the same thing. Go look at my timeline on Twitter. Go look on Instagram. I can screenshot the direct messages that I get from you guys out there that listen that have gone and said how much you love their food. Look at the Yelp reviews and all the amazing stuff that people are saying about Cowboys and Indians. That's all you need to know. Get out there. 1901 Taft in Midtown is where they're located. The food is outstanding. It's a diverse menu, too. That's why it's called Cowboys and Indians. It's a fusion of both Southern comfort and Indian food. You're going to love the place. You're going to love the food. I say this. Now, they don't, but I'm the one that says this. But they have one of the best burgers in the city. If you're a burger connoisseur and you're wanting to make a list of the top burgers in the city of Houston, you need to put that Himalayan Heat burger that Cowboys and Indians serves on your list of must-try burgers. And then let me know what you think, because I think it's hands down one of the best burgers in the city. But there's so much more to that my go-to meal when I go there is the following. So if you're thinking about going and you're wondering, you know, because people will ask me, Barry, what should I get? This is always my answer. Start with the non-quesadillas. Those are quesadillas made with naan bread. Mention the show. They'll give you 20% off. Get the Himalayan Heat burger and then top it off with the red velvet cake. You're good to go. It's outstanding. You're going to love this food. It's going to be delicious. Go look at their Instagram, CNI713 on Instagram, and look at all the stuff that they're posting and just how good it looks. I just can't say enough good things about it. And if you want to have them delivered, the DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub will bring Cowboys and Indians to your front door. You can't beat that. Check them out, 1901 Taft in Midtown, CNI713 on Facebook and Instagram. Whatever you do, take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, y'all. There's nothing like it.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Mmm, steaks and Bluetooth. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick, take us.
I don't want to screw it up. I'm totally going to screw that up, so I'm going to let you handle it, sir.
90 in the books, 90 still to go in the big show. It's the second half of The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studio. Already covered a lot of ground, including haunted houses, ghosts.
Talked a little Giants.
Football.
Falcons.
Got more to get to on the Texans.
Talked to Amari Cooper trades. Yeah.
And then there's this. After saying he would not speak at practice today for the Lakers, Rajon Rondo came out to ESPN and had the following things to say about his incident with Chris Paul. He said, this is the only time I'm going to address this. I had a mouthpiece in my mouth. I was exasperated because I was about to tell him to get the F out of here. Look at my body language. My hands are on my hips. I turn away for a second. I look at Gordon. I look at Melo in the video. If they saw me spit, they would have turned their face up or something. They had no reaction. He said it's very tough because, of course, the NBA went to Chris Paul's side because they gave Rondo 3 games and he got 2. Everyone wants to believe Chris Paul is a good guy. They don't know he's a horrible teammate. They don't know how he treats people. Look at what he did last year when he was back in Los Angeles trying to get to the Clippers locker room. They don't want to believe he's capable of taunting and igniting an incident. He comes out and says, I spit. and the media sides with that. The video, Rajon, does not lie.
No.
There's definitely reaction.
And there's definitely spit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't agree with it. It's good that he addressed the situation because I think it would make him look worse if he didn't. But I don't think it helped his cause. I don't, you know.
Speaking of bad teammates.
I mean, you're not.
Didn't he have a horrible reputation everywhere he's been?
Your reputation is not going to lie.
My boy Ray Allen left the Celtics, and you can believe the hearsay out in the media. I know for a fact Ray Allen left the Celtics because of Rajon Rondo.
Yeah.
They had fights in the locker room after wins, verbal altercations because of Rajon Rondo. That dude is about himself.
Yeah.
I mean, he had to address it. I don't think he addressed it right. I think the reaction to Chris Paul says a lot. He wouldn't have just flinched like that if he didn't feel something. And I don't know about the whole mouthpiece thing. I feel like you can still spit with a mouthpiece, right?
Oh yeah,
you still can't. I mean, look, a lot of people say because you know, it takes up a space and it's hard to control when you shut your mouth, all those different things, and things can spray out a little bit, you know, because it takes
up. Like you would drool but not spit. There's
well, if
big
you're trying
difference.
To talk while you're drooling, you can spray it.
When the few years that I trained Muay Thai, had a mouthpiece, and I don't recall ever spitting. Like I remember sometimes you'll drool, but spitting? No, sorry. That's not how that works.
Oh, he could spray it. Look at the way he shoots his jumper.
Yeah, well, that's true.
And Chris Paul was at practice today for the Rockets. He had the following to say about the entire incident.
What you went through?
You know, I try to pride myself on trying to stay poised as possible. You know, and, you know, a situation like that, I got put in a situation where I got suspended, you know, so, you know, you try to prevent that at all costs.
Yeah, I mean, he later said, you know, in all of his career that had never happened to him before, and you try and, you know, have some restraint.
I tend to believe him. I feel like watching him last year on this team, he seemed like
he can
a voice
a situation
of reason.
Calm.
He seemed like the cooler head that would prevail when things would happen, outside of going to the locker room, of course.
Now, let me say
that did happen.
I think it's a part of the fact that he's kind of older and maturing a little bit, so I think he's calmed down a little
bit.
But
I think, wasn't him and a few others there to stop that from happening?
No.
He was the one instigating it?
I don't know if he was instigating, but he was not there to be a peacemaker.
Oh.
I will say this. I've always been a fan of Chris Paul. Right, I tried to downplay at Wake Forest when he punched Julius Hodge in the nuts.
Yeah.
So if Rondo wants to say he's not exactly squeaky clean, I'll go with that, right? Okay. But a lot of it, too, is I love his competitive spirit. But what I heard once the Rockets acquired him was that the Clippers as a team, and Blake Griffin specifically amongst others, turned on him because they got tired of it, because he was constantly like on them and you know, pointing fingers and grading on them to the point where
Like LeBron is.
Right.
Like
exactly,
Jordan.
Exactly right. Yeah. Like a great player should be, like James Harden hasn't done yet. Maybe that's just not in his DNA. But that when we saw the Clipper Rocket matchup that had all that going on, Blake Griffin obviously was a big guy on the other side for a lot of reasons too, because He it was personal for him to get back at Paul as well. And those two had words several times throughout that game. So, look, the fact of the matter is they had a really good thing for a couple of years that just came up short for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And that's going to lead people to have some sour grapes. But overall, there's a reason why they call him the point god. I mean, his numbers and statistically in our generation, we never saw Oscar Robertson. We never saw some of the greats of the years past. This dude is one of the greatest of all time at his position.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
you can't. Yeah, that's there's no doubt about that. I did forget about that Wake Forest incident.
That's like 12 years ago.
Well, the thing that I thought was funny about it was during the ACC tournament. So there's like 13 extra cameras in the building, and it was during an inbounds play where the ball hadn't been inbounds yet, and he kind of had to look like no one's looking. So I'm gonna do the no look punch in the nuts, and it's like, come on, man. There's like 16 different angles of you connecting, and then he goes down like he got hit by a sniper. You hit him, okay?
You did what
you're
you
not
did.
Covering that one up.
Yeah, you did what you did. World Series starts tonight. Who you got?
I really think the Red Sox are going to win.
Yeah?
I think the Red Sox...
If you were betting, would you put money on it?
I think I would.
If you were on mybookie.ag, you'd go Red Sox.
Oh, I see what you did.
Huh?
There. Yeah, I see
watch
what you
out
did there.
Now. I'm
You're not as tired as I thought you were.
Hey, guys, mybookie.ag, if you want to get in some action on the games, that's the place to be, man. MyBookie, what I like about MyBookie is, because this is super important, I can't stress this enough, we talk about that they have some of the best player perks in the business, in-game live betting, all that good stuff, of course, exists. But, man, it is so important when you choose to bet that you get your money back when you win. And that's what happens with MyBookie. When you win, they pay you. That is so important when you choose where to bet. And who you're betting on is as important as who you're betting with. I keep saying that, and it's true. MyBookie is the online destination to get action on any game. Safe, reliable. They've been around for years. It's why I recommend them. It's why when I'm betting, I use mybookie.ag because I want my money when I win. Not a lot lately, but when I do, I want to get my money out. And for you fantasy guys, if you want to bet the over-under on fantasy points that a player will score, you can do that. You're already playing fantasy. You're already looking at point values. You might as well be able to put a little action on that as well. Super easy to get to. Just go to mybookie.ag in your web browser. You can Google MyBookie if you want to take that route as well. But here's the cool thing, man. When you sign up with MyBookie right now, they will match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right. All you have to do is use promo code RADIO, and they will match your first deposit dollar for dollar. It's that simple. Just go to mybookie.ag in your web browser. MYBOOKIE, mybookie.ag. Use promo code RADIO. Get that dollar for dollar match and get in on the action. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final segment of hour number two of the show. It's The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. It's a Tuesday. Yes, we know it's a way back Wednesday. Yes, we're working on it as we speak. If we get something before the end of the show, we'll let you know. If not, hey, sometimes a little suspense is good for people. Right?
I agree.
You're okay.
I
all righty then. Let's just keep going.
I'm Amos and Andre Davis are both messaging me saying it was obvious.
Not just you, Chief.
He was talking when spit came out with Rondo. I just disagree. I think he spit. I disagree. So we'll just agree to disagree, fellas. Sorry.
And Bobby Digital too. First of all, on Amos, I just tweeted you back. I would have thought that soapbox was worn out by now, the way you get on it and get on us.
Oh, does he?
Oh, he's always right. He's riding like a horse without a saddle, but he's still riding. He rides us all the time.
Does he really?
Yes.
I didn't realize
Yeah,
that.
It's been a while now. Okay. Well, he's a Saints fan in his picture, so he should just go research Eli Apple and he'll be fine. Bobby Digital just said, and again, I encourage people, I love our listeners, but I encourage you, listen with your ears and not your ass, because you're going to hear the right thing. No, I did not say Chris Paul is the greatest point guard to ever play the game. In our generation, I said he may be one of the best.
And I would agree with that.
Thank you.
Yes.
We all know John Stockton and Steve Nash and all the guys that you're forgetting from Isaiah Thomas to Magic Johnson. Okay, so again.
Point forward for Johnson. He wasn't a point guard.
Stop it. He played point.
Point forward.
If you look at the lineup.
Point forward.
Okay, Bobby Digital, move on with your show. Bobby Dynamite drives the train at Minute Maid, and Bobby Digital's here to keep me in check.
I mean, there's a difference, right? Point forward, point guard. It's not the same. It's like that. No, LeBron's not a point guard.
If he lines up with Byron Scott along with Jamal Wilkes and James Worthy and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, he's playing point guard.
He also played forward.
It doesn't matter what height he is. He also played center in the finals when Kareem got hurt.
Is LeBron a point guard?
Are you done? You want to do LeBron this? Because you're tired. I can get going.
I'm not.
All right, then.
I can't. No, I got nothing.
Okay.
Good.
Anything you want to clear up on social media? Or?
No, are you going to dress up for Halloween? Do you ever dress up?
I have no intentions of doing so. I know that this is the year that we have to start taking Taylor trick-or-treating, and she's really fired up about all of it. She's already got a costume, and I mean, she had it on the house the other night because grandma and mom were all jacked up about it.
Oh, I saw this kid on the train in Portland. He had on
I saw the picture
Transformer costume. It was so cool. Like, the kids are so into it, but I don't think I'm trying to remember the last time I dressed up. I think I was a kid.
Yeah.
I don't do like Halloween parties. Never been my thing. Titan Hugo, by the way, he said, Barry, have you checked out the haunted car wash in Spring? I didn't even know that was a thing.
What?
That sounds stupid. You get in your car, and then like 3 minutes later, you're done, and you didn't see anything because all the water.
Is it red water? Or I mean, is it?
It's a weird idea.
Yeah, that seems different. Weird. I don't know what a haunted car wash is. I guess I can look it up, but that seems different. Yeah.
Robin Carlin, he used to be a member of the Gal Media family.
Yeah.
Is tweeting out, Dear Broncos, beat the Chiefs on Sunday, and then no one will care about your little Halloween party that got out of hand. So evidently, the correlation between the Von Miller party and Mr. Kelly may be real.
Yeah, it sounds like it, huh?
Yeah, because she used to live in Denver. She may be back there now.
So. Hey, I was thinking about this. You know, we talked about the Jags, possibly. You had mentioned, hey, Derek Carr might make sense to go to the Jags. Maybe a swap plus a one or a two or a three or something like that. I forget what you said.
Right.
If you're the Giants, is there enough on that team to make you think that you might need to move on from Eli now? I mean, I know that it's over for them, but do you wait, or do you try to go out and make a move and get a Derek Carr before somebody else does for next year? Because you've got OBJ, you've got Saquon Barkley, you've got a pretty good defense, you've got a serviceable offensive line at best. But I think if you listen, make no mistake about it.
See, if you're
their
the Giants,
problem this year has been Eli Manning.
No, without a doubt. But here's the thing. If you're the Giants, you're at the point of no return now where you just want to suck as bad as possible.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though.
So part of that is if you leave him at quarterback, you're already doing your part.
Well, so you're just saying.
No, but I'm saying here's the thing. Because you and I talked about this a year ago. It helps that when Eli was at his best, his head coach is now the vice president of football operations for the Jags, too. So if you kick the tires on Derek Carr, and if the price is too high or you're not getting it done, you know you're pretty much in a state of desperation because this was a team that was supposed to be getting better, at least return to the AFC Championship game, and you got to save face because you're really kind of plummeting. And Tom Coughlin might be the guy that says, look, our offensive line is better than theirs. When Fournette comes back, we've got a running game too. We've got a pretty good set of wide receivers. I've been with Eli, and if you just put him in the right position, he's better than Bortles. Ooh. Now, I'm not saying it's going to work out that way, but they might be desperate enough to see what it would take to try and make that move work because Coughlin has a relationship with Eli.
But you're talking about the Giants trying to play for that top pick. Good luck because you're competing with Arizona and San Francisco, and without Garoppolo.
And the Raiders are coming.
Have looked bad. Yeah,
are coming. They're the dark horse, but they're coming up on the outside.
They are a team on the come. Yeah, 1-5 right now, and they're mortgaging everybody. They're getting rid of everybody. So I don't know. I was thinking about that, man. I feel like the Giants, if it weren't for Eli Manning, they might at least be in that division because that division's not great. Eagles and the Eagles and the Cowboys are both 3-4. I see that 1-6 and that one.
It's going to chap your ass and everybody else that's a Texans fan's ass the rest
that
of the year.
That one.
It's just how in the, you know, you can just sit there and do the Stephen A. Smith without the volume, but just be like, how did that happen?
So bad. So bad.
Stephen A.?
No. Oh. The fact that the Texans lost to them. Their one win was against the Texans.
It just shouldn't have happened, right?
Nope.
And you know what? Eli actually he played well that game.
Yeah, the one game he played well in. Yeah.
So I think that we were talking about it yesterday, how it's not a big deal, the NFL trade deadline as opposed to other sports, because normally a lot of big names don't move. This is that exception where we've already had some pretty big names move, some pretty high draft picks of the past move, and I don't think that we're done. I think between now and October 30th, I think that you will see a lot of teams kicking the tires, and you'll hear the rumors, and you'll know that Jacksonville's looking at quarterbacks and certain other teams, you know, that are looking to try and stay relevant, like the Patriots now, because they don't know how Sony Michel could be out a month or two, that they need a running back. Jacksonville cut Jamal Charles after 2 weeks because that experiment didn't work out, and so they made the trade for Carlos Hyde. So you know that teams are already kicking the tires and exploring trade possibilities because they know – hey, it's pretty wide open. The only two teams that have been head and shoulders above everybody else are the Chiefs and the Rams, and everybody else is wanting to be relevant. So,
I tell you what, Chiefs might actually clinch their – I mean, the Rams might actually clinch their division in a couple of weeks.
You know who they played this week, right?
Who?
Green Bay, and in the Aaron Rodgers era, this is the largest point spread that he's ever faced. Green Bay is an 8.5-point dog.
Really?
On the road.
Hmm.
And I'd love to say Mike McCarthy. Yeah, I was going to say, I'd love to say I'm Mike McCarthy's like Bill Belichick. Give him 10 days and he'll game plan for. Yeah. No, he ain't. Because you know what? They'll score points, but they ain't stopping that offense.
No. No.
Did you see their defense on Monday Night Football against the backup quarterback and second string running back? Woo, baby, the Rams are going to. They're licking their chops.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed. So, what else?
I mean, there's plenty of it for us to get to.
Yeah.
And when you look at it, aside from the World Series starting tonight, with a lot of things going on in the NFL, the fact of the matter is that we talked some Texans already. You mentioned Derek Carr. The big thing now is that one of the reasons why the Raiders are going to be serious on trading Derek Carr, or at least exploring the opportunities, is because when they played in London against the Seahawks, Derek Carr cried on the field, and they said he lost his locker room. And they said that he literally looked like...
He cried on the field?
So, yeah, according to several reports, he got hit when he was on the field. He got hit several times, and when he was laying on the field at one point, he was tearing up and making a face like a child had been just had their candy taken away.
There's supposedly a video.
What?
On the internet about it.
I haven't seen
it, though.
So, I've seen still photos. Oh, I haven't seen the video yet, but that supposedly has... fractured the relationship with teammates to the point where it may be irreparable, although he says he loves being a Raider. And his brother, not David, but his other brother, who's now a high school football coach, came out and said he was hit 16 times in that game. He broke his pinky finger on his throwing hand, sprained his thumb on his throwing hand, knee sprain MCL grade 2, high ankle sprain grade 3, concussion grade 1, chest ribs bruised, 3 broken bones in his back the year before, broken fibula bone in his leg before that, only 2 missed games because they made him, basically saying, don't tell me my brother cried.
But he cried.
But like, according to people pictures, in the locker room.
If there's pictures and videos, he cried, which I don't have a problem with dudes crying. I don't care about that. But in football.
So they're saying that the locker room is done with him because of that. He's saying he didn't cry. I don't know. But if you're John Gruden.
Did he ugly cry or was it just like a.
We'll look for the video in the break.
Was it just. Or was it like a ugly cry?
We'll figure it out.
Okay.
All right, so we got a hard break to hit, so we're going to be rolling along. We got 1 hour left to go in the big show, 60 minutes on the clock, and the sports mappers are going to join us next. So therefore, there's still plenty of time for you to get involved in the show. HRNP listener line, 713-780-3776. Call that number, text that number, or, of course, you can reach us via Twitter, and we'll be happy to oblige and get you in on the show. 60 minutes on the clock. Don't go anywhere. It's much more of the usual suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.